Module 11, Making an Impact. Some people stand out while others fade into the background. But if you want to make the most of interpersonal relationships, you have to be able to leave a lingering positive impression on the people that you meet. People's first impressions of you are what dictate if they want to get to know you any further. You want to make sure, then, that you create an impact on people. Creating a powerful first impression. You've probably heard this saying before, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. In today's fast-paced world, you have to maximize the time and opportunities you get with people that you meet. If you manage to secure a conference with a client or potential partner, for example, make sure that you don't leave anything to chance for that meeting. And that goes with the impression that you want to leave behind. The following are some tips in creating a powerful first impression. Dress to impress. Beauty is within, but this doesn't mean that people don't make conclusions about you based on your appearance. If you want to create a great first impression, make sure that you look your best. Whenever you're presenting yourself to other people, be clean, well-groomed, and dressed in clothes that fit and within the prescribed dress code. Be positive. Nobody likes to talk to cranky, irritable, and pessimistic people. Instead, people are drawn to those who smile a lot and radiate a pleasant disposition. If you want to be remembered, make them feel welcomed and appreciated. A positive experience is as easy to remember as a negative one. Communicate your confidence. Powerful first impressions are those that show you are self-assured, competent, and purposive. Always establish eye contact with the people you are talking to. Shake hands firmly, speak in a deliberate and purposive way. Be yourself. Meeting people for the first time can be extremely anxiety-provoking, but do your best to act naturally. People are more responsive to those who don't come across as if they're putting on a front or are very controlled. Let your personality engage the other person. Go for the extra mile. Do more than the usual that can make you stand out from the rest. For example, if you're going for a job interview, show that you study the company very well and know their missions and vision. If others can see that you appreciate a social situation, they are more likely to remember you positively. Assessing a situation. All interpersonal skills involve sensitivity to what is going on around, especially what is happening with the people you are interacting with. After all, context variables such as timing and location can change the meaning of a communication. You want to make sure that you are not just saying the right thing, but you are saying the right thing at the right moment. If you want to make an impact, you have to factor in the situation. The following are some tips in assessing the situation. Listen not just to what is being said, but also to what is not being said. An excellent interpersonal skill to master is a keen observing eye. You have to be able to note the body language of the people around you in order for you to be able to respond appropriately. For example, there is body language that says, "Go on, we like what you're saying." There is also body language that says, "I don't want to hear that right now." Identify needs. A second way to assess the situation is to ask yourself, what does this social occasion need right now? A newly formed group, for example, likely has members who still don't know one another. The need, then, is for someone to help break the ice. A group that is tired from a long working day probably needs an opportunity to relax and unwind. Knowing these needs can help you respond to them more appropriately. Practice etiquette. Etiquette may seem like a useless bunch of rules to some people, but they serve a purpose. They tell you what are generally considered as acceptable and unacceptable for certain situations. It helps then that you know basic etiquette rules so that you don't make a faux pas that can ruin the great first impression that you made. Being zealous without being offensive. Enthusiasm, diligence, and persistence are all great virtues to have, especially if you're in the business of creating social networks. However, you have to be careful that your persevering doesn't cross the line to pestering, or worse, harassing the person. The following are some tips in being zealous without being offensive. Focus on what is important to the other person. Being other-centered is the best way to monitor your own eagerness to make contact with other people. Before you do something, make that habit of asking yourself, does this action address the need of the other person, or is it merely addressing my need? Respect boundaries. Everyone has personal boundaries, and it would do us well to respect them. Not seeing clients without an appointment is an example of a boundary. The same goes for not accepting calls during the weekend or past regular office hours. Work within these boundaries, and you'll be able to communicate your courtesy. And if you don't know what a person's boundaries are, you have nothing to lose in asking. Make requests, not demands. As previously mentioned, we can always do our best to persuade and influence other people, but we can't force them to do what they don't want to do. So always courteously ask for permission and verify agreement. And if they say no, then accept the no as an answer unless you have something new to offer. Note nonverbal behavior. Similar to the tip in the previous section, always be guided by the other person's nonverbal response to you. If you find that they are already showing irritation, example, they speak in a gruff, annoyed tone when talking to you, then perhaps it's time to back off. But if they appear open to you, they look at you with interest while you speak, then it's advisable to go on. Case study. Lenny was meeting an important prospective client, Martin, to discuss whether it would be in Martin's best interest to do business with Lenny's company. Lenny knew that you only had one chance at a good first impression, so he put on his best suit, shaved, and practiced what he would talk about beforehand. He took the time to study Martin's history in the industry and noticed that Martin valued honesty over anything else. Before the meeting, Lenny took the time to get relaxed, having a cup of coffee and going over his notes in his office. When he finally met Martin, he opened with a confident handshake and introduction. Martin ended up choosing to do business with Lenny's company.